And now we pay tribute to an outstanding Jewish and Zionist leader. We are mourning the loss of Sol Seim A.M. from Melbourne, Australia, born in Be'er Tuvia, Eretz Israel, as Avshalom Shmulevich in 1918 at the end of the First World War. Sol moved to Perth, Australia with his family as a child, a successful businessman and close advisor to top Australian labor leaders. Sol was a member of the Order of Australia. He accompanied former Australian Prime Minister Bob Hawke on several visits to Israel, contributing greatly to the bilateral relations between the two countries. My guest today is a federal member of parliament, Michael Dambi, who knew so closely Sol Seim, zichrono livracha. Michael, very much busy during the preparation for Anzac Day and during prayers to remember the fallen from Australia and New Zealand, showed the interest and joined me this morning in a program. Good morning, Michael.
Good morning, Eitan. Yes, and it's well worth remembering our great Australian and member of the RAAF. They had to give him leave from active service. He was training pilot so he could run the factory that became the famous Glowweave, the business that was the main Australian manufacturer known to Melburnians in the 1960s and 70s. It was the sponsor of the top-rating television program in Melbourne Tonight.
Amazing. And we know so many sides of Sol. We accompanied him from being a great Jew to synagogues, as a great Zionist in Israel, and, of course, a great friend of the Labour Party. And you are so long representing Port Melbourne, Melbourne Ports, and I would like very much to hear you telling me some unique stories about your very, very deep relations with Sol.
So, first of all, he was a humble man always. People said that he was approachable and you could always speak to him. The thing I remember about the last 10 years was his enthusiasm for the young rabbi. We had a new rabbi, Shmuel Karnofsky, with four, now five children, and Sol's support came before other people recognized that Shmuel was appropriate rabbi for our synagogue. We published this week bereavement notice, Eitan, everyone saw, from four prime ministers and two leaders of the opposition. So it's very moving. I had many, many stories from Sol that are worth recounting. Perhaps the first one is the best. In the 1950s and 60s, Sol already was a strong supporter of the Australian Labor Party, and opposition leader Herb Evatt came to his house during the middle of the election campaign, and he was very tired, and he said at the end of the function to Sol and Lucy, "Can I please lie down on your bed and have a rest?" He lay down on the bed in his coat, remember the 1950s long coats,
yes,
with his hat and shoes on, arms open, fell asleep. Sames were such lovely people that they didn't disturb him until the next day when he woke up. And they slept on the couch. In Ivrit, you say Derek Eretz.
In one of the interviews, he speaks about he's in America, and Bob Hawke called him and told him that he was going to Israel and asked if he would like to join him. At first, Sol said, "I couldn't." But Bob Hawke wouldn't take it as an answer, no was not even a question, so I didn't fight too hard, he says, and we traveled together, and he still remembers how they celebrate together Australia Day at the King David Hotel in Jerusalem.
And, you know, he walked with kings and princes, but he was not too, in his 80s and 90s, he wasn't too grand to sponsor and push the local rabbi at his shul, which he was driven to every Shabbat. I know it's breaking the laws of Shabbat, but his friend Herman took Harvey and him to shul every Shabbat for the last 10 years. He loved that Elwood shul, and he was not too humble, whether he was in King David with Bob Hawke or not, to be there in the shul with the rabbi. And there's one person we didn't put down on the bereavement notice, and that is former Prime Minister Gough Whitlam. Sol was a very, very good friend of his, and it's a great shame that he didn't remain alive to see Sol to the last day. So they were very great friends too, and the same often had, as Kim Beazley said in his bereavement notice, he was a friend in good times and bad. And he didn't always see eye to eye with Mr. Whitlam, but they remained good friends, and it was for the great interests of Australia and certainly the Australian Jewish community that he kept up that friendship.
You know, Michael, I went to a soul from Australia since 1998, maybe 10 times to Israel. And every time he was invited to a prime minister's home or office to have a sandwich together. Can you describe Saul's unbelievable informal relations with leaders?
It was almost like it was natural, you know. When I had to do this bereavement notice, normally it's a big fuss. You have to get these people to get their secretaries, and they need time to clear words. You know, when we sent it to them, the answer was just yes. Prime ministers, four prime ministers of Australia, we didn't have any problem getting the notice in time because they were sending it straight back because of their relationship with him. Julia Gillard, I remember, when she became prime minister, the first person who was invited to the lodge as a guest to stay overnight was Saul.
Yes, and you know, I know that he used to travel many times until about 3 years ago via Washington to meet that time the ambassador of Australia to Washington, Kim Beazley.
No, he did. They were very, very close friends. And Kim put the most beautiful notice in the Age newspaper where it says, I mean, you have to understand the history of what happened at the same house. So that every Sunday before every federal election, it was never reported. The most important gathering of business in Australia together with then leadership took place, and it was on Saul's tennis court on a marquee. And former Prime Minister Keating used to call it, we have to go there on the Sunday to give the tennis court oath. It became so famous to people who knew about it, the tennis court oath. So Kim Beazley, in his bereavement notice, says, has gone to rejoin Lucy to organise the celestial angels of the tennis court in heaven.
And you know, just to finish, and maybe you can have a word about it as well, is that Mr. Bob Hawke wrote in his memoirs, he dedicated a copy sent to Saul with the words to the nicest person in Australia when Queen Elizabeth II visited Australia for the inauguration of the new Parliament House in Canberra in 88. Mr. Hawke presented Saul to her as the most honourable man in Australia. Maybe final words.
That's absolutely true. And Saul quietly, when Rabbi Groner, Zichron Olive Racha, was dying, he rang up Kim Beazley and me, and he said, we're going to sit with him by his bed. And Kim Beazley said to Saul Saim, you're the most honourable man, and this is the holiest man I've ever met.
A member of the Federal Parliament, Michael Dumby, thank you so much for your great presentation, and of course, your friendship with the Saul Saim AM, the late Saul Saim, a unique leader of the Jewish community of Australia. Thank you very much.
Well, I miss my friend Avshalom. That's what we used to call him at shul. We sat the last 10 years together, and I think that was my reward.
We will dedicate every eve of Yom Kippur sitting on his seats to make the representation for him.
Amen, amen.
Amen. Thank you so much, Michael.